Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to what I'm going to call Creation in My Coffee Cup. This is from Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. So listen with me to the activity of God on the third day, the third day that we know about. God's existed forever. So he had lots of days before that, but he made time and morning and night on the day and night on the first day. And then a second day, he makes a place for us. We talked about that yesterday. He makes a vertical space in the vault in the heavens, and then he makes this physical space horizontally by separating the land and the sea. Now, on the third day, he makes coffee. So listen with me. This is from Genesis chapter 1, and I'm going to start with verse 11. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants, yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. So today we're going to talk primarily about plants. So we see that there's one created thing that supports the next created thing. We have the land, the earth, supporting vegetation and plants. And then we find the plants being fruitful and yielding something. They're yielding seeds. They're bearing fruit, which in which is the seed. So there's an order to this creation. There's a method to it, which apple plants yield apple seeds, which yield apple plants, apple trees, etc., etc. So each thing reproduces according to its kind, and each in harmony with its kind. So God has given his attention to the now by giving us the plant, and the future, which is to give us the seed. So I was thinking about this spiritually today, and plants are good, and seeds are good, and God created all of this. It's all very, very good. Day and night continue. He makes time and the diurnal rhythms of day. That's day one, and the earth is bringing forth stuff on day two, and the earth is going to now bring forth plants and trees and vegetation now on day three. So I was appreciating plants today. That's kind of the big theme, which is the appreciating the shade of trees and maybe the beauty of trees or the beauty of flowers. These were all created on the third day. And then further, like spices. I was thinking about the vanilla flavoring. There's even some in my coffee here today. That started on the third day. Or maybe the amazing thing about bamboo, how it can grow a foot a day under certain conditions, or maybe the ancientness of the bigness of the redwood trees or the olive trees in Jerusalem that are thousands of years old even today. Thinking about forests and fields of barleys and potatoes under the ground, all this third day, amazing stuff. And we hear again the pattern of God making something by speaking it into existence. So we see this creative and productive energy continues of God. So Lord, I worship you for the plants that you have made. Well done, God. And then it dawned on me that I am enjoying them even this morning. So I was enjoying and relying on the third day, the creations of the third day, before I was even aware of it this morning. So my revelation today for me was that I have creation, coffee beans, coffee seeds in my cup. So I have creation in my cup. I'm going to enjoy it right now. So the application is I'm so grateful. I was drinking coffee before I even thought of this. And this comes from the earth, from the seed, from the plant that God put there. So this all happened, you know, before 6 a.m. this morning. So I didn't have the thought as, hey, I'm going to go get a seed of a plant that grew on the earth. My thought was, hey, I'm going to go get coffee and do my time with the Lord. Same thing, same analogy if you brewed a cup of tea today. So here I am drinking the fruit of a plant while thinking about the creation of plants and appreciating the God who made it all out of nothing. So before the third day, there was no coffee. No third day, no coffee. So I needed the third day and creation already this morning, and it's still early. So much less when I go and I get some cereal. So I also, then I got thinking, and so now I'm thinking about the seed, this coffee bean, which started according to its kind on the original third day. So nobody invented seeds. God invents it, and it's on the third day. Now farmers make farms and they make cultivars, and there are certain plants that are propagated to select for desired characteristics, maybe even combined with other plants. That's husbandry. So husbandry is the cultivation and management of plants for the benefits and blessing of mankind. But if you think about it, this seed goes all the way back to the original seed that God made. And then according to its kind, it reproduced and reproduced and reproduced and reproduced. And here it is. And now this seed is in my coffee cup. So on the third day, in a sense, if you go far enough back, God made coffee. So I'm thinking about Starbucks today and Caribou Coffee. They've made a whole business of this and plants and the variety. And they're just running with God's creativity on this third day idea. So let's appreciate this. That's called worship. Not Starbucks, not the cup of coffee, not the seed, but let's appreciate the Creator. So yes, I know there's an important third day in the New Testament. That's the day of the resurrection of Jesus. But in a sense, the third day in the Old Testament makes way for this. There's a Christian rock band named Third Day. Maybe they just like coffee. They probably like the resurrection of Jesus. But without the original third day, there's no New Testament third day. So in the meantime, the creation of this third day, plants have allowed the awakening of me on this particular day. So I'm using the original fruit of the third day to awaken me literally and figuratively to the third day. So I think in application, let's enjoy this creation. Enjoy your coffee or cereal or your vegetable. So God made coffee on the third day. Thanks for listening.